Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just gets out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, come along, everybody. Gather together as we now take a look at the next painting in our collection here at the museum. This particular piece has been done by the new up-and-coming artist, Alexia Sinclair, out of Australia. Miss Sinclair, who makes historically inspired tableaus, created a scene of an 18th century doctor administering a vaccination surrounded by grass and blossoms. It kind of brings a fashion-y aesthetic to an ugly disease. Miss Sinclair is quoted as saying, "I wanted to create something that looked at smallpox, but did it in a way that didn't repulse people."
Oh, thank you for that trip to Masterpiece. I don't know what that was, Super Don, but that was a very nice hosting job you just did.
I feel very artsy right now. Yeah.
Yes, taking us through the gates of hell. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the Gates Foundation. They're using art. They're using art to encourage, guess what? Vaccination. That's right.
Yeah.
I smell their desperation, Super Don. I smell their desperation is showing. The Gates now, Foundation is using art. What is?
If you looked at this painting,
yeah.
You've seen Hunger Games, right?
Well, no, I know. If you go to the website at robertscottbell.com, you'll see. I say, "Welcome to the vaccine Hunger Games."
This the image, lady.
Yeah. This image is just stunningly atrocious. And the woman that did it that you were referencing, this lady from Australia, she's probably protesting Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny, who's coming to Australia to speak truthfully about the science behind vaccines and the dangers. And yet she put this picture up. She's like, "I'm being artistic because we need to convince people that vaccines are good." If I'm looking at this painting and you all look at this, can you post this, Super Don? Can you grab it from the website?
Absolutely.
Because I titled it "Welcome to the Vaccine Hunger Games." But if you look at this thing, that woman with the white hair, she's right out of the Hunger Games. I don't know who played that character. But she's very scary. And then you got the guy that's this poor kid whose sleeves are pulled down over his shoulder. And do you remember when they vaccinated back then? Vaca meaning cow, cow pus, cow pox. They literally cut a fold of the skin open, took the pus from an udder, from a cow that had cowpox, took the pus and shoved it in with who knows what else under the skin, folded the flap back over it, and saw what happened. And, of course, there were horrific cases of sepsis. Children would be losing their arms or legs, or they would die of a sepsis, a fever infection. And this is the kind of twisted, sick perspective that these pro-vaccine dunderheads from down under and elsewhere, they're just showing themselves up with this. This is absolutely incredible. You've got to see this picture. This is not going to attract people to vaccination. But she wanted to say, "Well, it's nature. We've got the woman, the Hunger Games woman. There's a freaking vine growing over her arm." It's like she hasn't moved in years. This is not healthy. She's white as a ghost. She's never seen the sun. There's no vitamin D in her body. This is embarrassing. If you're pro-vaccination, yeah, you've got to be embarrassed by this.
I cannot imagine the kind of person who would look at that picture and go, wow, I want to get a vaccine too.
Yeah.
I'd be running away from it. I'd be like, what kind of a crazy, insane person put this thing together?
Yeah. And then there's another picture here. Again, they're doing art. Gavi, that's that pro-vaccine offshoot of the Gates Foundation, is promoting, again, an art campaign, an artistic campaign to kind of make everybody love vaccines and accept them, especially in areas of the poorest nations of the world where they're highly suspect of them now because they're causing death and mayhem and for infertility. Of course, they're stopping the ability of procreation to occur. There's another picture here of smeared blood and liver cells that were infected with the vaccinia virus, okay? That is smallpox, or could be cowpox, we're not sure. And in this, they've kind of made it all flowery, you know? It's like, here's some liver cells that we've converted into little pictures of red flowers. That's lovely. Once you learn what that is, you're like,
A lovely, lovely pattern for wallpaper in the bathroom, I think.
Yes, right. We're all looking at our liver cells infected with smallpox. In our I'm never coming over to your house, Super Don. That's not going to happen.
All right. I'll rethink that then.
All right. They called it. By the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you didn't know, you weren't listening to Masterpiece Theater with that masterpiece of an opening by Super Don. It's called The Art of Saving a Life, sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Again, I quote from the article here, the intent is to promote vaccination just in time for an international effort to raise funds to inoculate millions, especially in poor nations. They are targeting the poor people of planet Earth for elimination. The campaign to be released online on Wednesday, that's today, the first time that the foundation has commissioned artists in the service of a cause, including the famous photographer Annie Leibovitz, who, you know, takes weird pictures of celebrities and stuff. And she does that. But listen to this. Remember the hashtag CDC whistleblower? Mm-hmm. It's super. Here's what I want you to do. We're going to blast this out because this is to counteract what they're doing. They're really freaking out because we're approaching 700 million on our way to a billion impressions of the hashtag CDC whistleblower. Right? So they've come up with their own hashtag. I don't know if you've seen this. Hashtag vaccines work.
No.
Hashtag vaccines work. Right? My inspiration is not so inspiring, but it's hashtags vaccines suck the life out of your children, as evidenced by the flu shots killing children, as evidenced by the Gardasil and Cervarix causing death and dismember. I mean, this is just horrific what's happening. These people have no culture of life. It does not exist for them. Yet they would impose this vaccine edict and mandate that we all participate, and they have no problem injecting toxic chemicals and DNA and RNA from animals, much less aborted fetal tissue, into innocent children around the world. But, this is what they really believe. It's a religion. It's a death cult. Now, far be it from me to deny you if you were one who says, I believe in vaccinations, I want them. We're not of the opinion that we need to use the force of government to stop you from having what we believe is a wrong-headed idea in terms of prevention of disease, because we are for preventing disease. There's no problem there. We are aligned in that context and in that mission. How we get there, however, we differ radically from the Gavi Foundation, from the Gates Foundation, and from what was this, Annie Leibovitz, and what was the woman that did this thing from down under? Christine McNabb? No, she was a consultant to the thing.
We're talking about Alexia Sinclair.
Yeah, Alexia Sinclair. Actually, this idea for this whole thing came from the woman I just mentioned, Christine McJab, I call her. Christine McJab.
Oh, I like that.
To the foundation. Miss McJab and her team invited artists to just kind of do things that would help people want to get injected. Not inoculated, that's the wrong way to say it, because they're actually they're indicating that you'll actually get immunity from this. When we've told you, we've shown you, we've referenced it over the years, that having an antibody, even naturally conferred, is not a guarantee that you won't get that disease. it actually is a good thing in that way. You might have an alert a little bit sooner. You might know it's coming. But if you disable your ability to get up and move out of the way, like, or engage your immune system because the toxic chemicals in there can do that, then you've defeated the very purpose for which you claim, you know, to be wanting to do, prevent disease. And I might add, even if you were to argue that a vaccine could suppress the expression of a disease, so you could say, well, look, they didn't have XYZ disease because they had XYZ vaccine, what about the 10 or 20 other chronic diseases that are created from it? And you'll say, why? Oh, there's no proof of that. There's no, you don't know. That's not happening. You're just making out. Well, have you done the studies to know for sure that that's not happening? Have you looked at the children who are vaccinated versus those who are not? No, of course not. That would be unethical. But it's not unethical to experiment on them without having double-blind placebo-controlled studies to determine safety and efficacy of these vaccines. No, you're being unreasonable, Robert. You're the one that's the lunatic on this thing, not us, not our vaccine people. We have the authority and the power and the force of the government behind us. But you'll find out that what you think is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, it ain't. And Ty Bollinger's going to reveal that today. GMB is with me. He's outside the box Wednesday. He's going to join us a little bit early because at the bottom of the hour, I have to take off for a quick segment with Jerry Doyle, live on the Jerry Doyle Show, to talk about the flu shots that aren't working. So we're going to continue to get this information out there. But do peruse this article about the Gates Foundation and look at the picture. We have it up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It is quite horrific. Now, on another side note, in New York City, the U.S. court upheld the New York State vaccination requirement for students. And in this case, they're saying it does not violate your First Amendment, right? Rights. They say that the First Amendment rights were granted by the First Amendment, rather than acknowledging that the First Amendment was written so that the government would not violate your rights to free expression and freedom of religion. And there were three people that sued, evidently, New York over this issue. And the court said, no, if there is an outbreak and your kids are not vaccinated, we can still send your kids home. And I don't personally get that kind of suit. I would not sue over that because I feel like every day the kids are home with the family versus being in a government indoctrination center, the kids are going to get smarter. I know you want the kids out of the house. I know, I've got two kids, I understand. But if you can, send them to a place where they're not going to be so indoctrinated so you don't have to deprogram them as much later. That's all I'm saying. What else? We got, was I right on sodium chloride, Superdon? Was I right about something?
You were right again.
Oh, no. Big swelled head coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Give a listen. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's a good thing I'm going on the Jerry Doyle Show momentarily, because I can hear Jerry now going, Robert was right again. He loves doing that. He does. He's like, you wouldn't believe it. All the people said this, and Robert said that, and Robert turned out to be right. You know, after a while, he's like not even surprised.
Listen, it happens. Yeah. You're not a, you know, you don't have a big ego. You know, you're just trying to help people out, but it's kind of nice to be vindicated time and time again, isn't it?
Yeah. So what's the vindication today? Could it have anything to do with salt?
Yeah.
No, don't eat the salt. It's so scary. It's going to kill you. It's going to give you high blood pressure and heart disease, right? That's what we were told in the 20th century. Stay away from salt. Of course, they never, ever differentiated between salt that had 74 to 84 trace elements combined in with sodium and chloride and the ripped apart crack cocaine version of salt, which just contains sodium and chloride, or maybe they added a few nasties to keep it from caking, or a wrong form of iodine or something, iodized table salt, for instance. And it turns out, again, there's a great article here at our friend Green Med Info, Sayer G's place. It's written by a guy named Case Adams, naturopath. I want to say Patch Adams, but this guy's named Case Adams.
Yeah, Mike Adams, yeah. Patch Adams.
Case Adams. Adams, good name, good name. These are the Adams family values we like. Conventional sodium advice wrong. A large study confirms it. Now, what was it? What was it? They all said you must have a lower sodium intake. Cut down the salt. Cut down the salt. Of course, if you're eating whole, unprocessed food grown in organic soil, you probably need less salt because the food tastes so darn good and it's so mineral rich, it won't be an issue. But because the salt is bland, or you eat a diet high in refined foods where they add the sodium chloride because the food itself has no flavor except the garbage that they throw in it, of course, salt consumption went up in the 20th century. And, of course, the form of salt that went up in consumption was not the sea salt of our ancestors. It was the salt that was mined and refined because the trace minerals were the stuff that they made the big bucks on, and then they could sell back the poison salt to the stupid Americans. who would buy it in droves and go, oh, yeah, that's salt, same thing. Hi, my name's Bill Clinton. I like salt.
Where did Bill Clinton come from?
I have no idea. That was a total accident. Bill Clinton just came through. I don't know why. There's some bad news for Clinton and some folks there, but it's another story. He went vegan, apparently. He's doing better. The recent study that was conducted by nearly 400 scientists around the world followed 156,424 people between the ages of 35 and 70. Is somebody going to tell me that that's not enough people to follow? It's only 156,000, right?
That's it. But were they people or rats? It was people.
No,
right?
These were people, real people.
All right, people.
Right?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, people. 50 years old, they said the sodium intake limit, if you were younger than 50, was 2,300 milligrams, the old version. And then if you were over 50, they said go down to 1,500. But what did this study show? Oh, my gosh, shock of shocks, that if you were consuming below 3,000 milligrams, you were actually at an increased risk of cardiovascular disease and death.
Ooh.
Yeah, a 27% increased risk in cardiovascular disease and death if you were on a low-sodium diet. If you consume between 3,000 and 6,000 milligrams of sodium each day, you were found to be much better off, much lower risk. But consuming more than 6,000, they said now you had a 15% increase. Now, it's interesting that even if you consume too much sodium, your increased risk only went up by 15%. But if you ingested too little, your increased risk was 13%, even more than the 15% at 27%.
Wow, what an awful, yeah. Well, I just don't understand. That's not what my doctor said.
Right? More salt is better than less salt. Interesting, huh?
Wow.
Now, remember here, the caveat I must give all of you, although you're probably already with me, is that we will never, ever endorse the use of table salt that is tantamount to crack salt, because you've removed all of the elements that make it a life-sustaining substance, that, you know, provide for the electrical conductivity of your cells, the minerals, the trace elements that are so important for vitality and function. Again, granted, if you're eating a diet, whole food diet, rich in, you know, in organic minerals that come in through the soil, that's digested properly by the life forms there, the bacteria making them available, you eat those foods and they go into the soil of your gut that is healthy and not ripped apart by drugs, etc., you now have the functional ability to gain the minerals from the food. You probably don't need much salt, and this study will not matter to you. But you do, if you're eating a lot less of the minerally rich foods, find that you may need more of this kind of salt. And you can put it in your water every day. But in the article on the second page of Green Med Info, you'll see he actually references the difference between modern salt and refined salt and the real salt that we all like to use here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Right again! Right! You're right, you bloody well.
Crikey.
Right. Crikey! Oh, yeah, look out, Aussies. Don't look at that picture, the hunger vaccine game. All right, TMB is going to be on the show. Thanks to me, thanks to him. Because I got to go. I'll be back after the Jerry Doyle thing next segment. We got a carnivora, well, a great interview. Healing hometown healers after the break.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, everybody. This is not Robert, actually.
No. Little sounds a little different. Who is this? Who's on my show?
This is actually TMB, folks.
It's TMB. All right.
RSB had to head over to do a quick segment on the Jerry Doyle show, so he called me. He couldn't find anybody else, so he called me.
Yeah. We always keep TMB on the bottom of the list, right? Whatever, dude.
So anyway, I'm here for the next hour and a half. Actually, I'll pick up here and then go with the Outside the Box Wednesday at the top of the next hour. But I'm really excited for this segment here. We've got on the phone Martha Kalnin, and I was talking to Martha over the break about a certain substance that she's been using. But first of all, welcome, Martha. Thank you for being on the show.
It's my pleasure.
Who are you calling from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Okay. You're from Connecticut, or as I used to say growing up, Connecticut.
Yes. Well, actually, that might be correct. I just don't know.
So, tell me, Martha, you were saying that you felt like I was your brother at times, and it's because of what?
Because of listening to Coast to Coast AM and George Norrie.
Okay. So you first heard about what substance on Coast to Coast?
Carnivora.
You know, it's funny, Martha. We used to live up in Montana, and my sister lived down in Texas, and she called me. She said, "I just heard you on a radio show about something, Carna something." I said, "Yeah, Carnivora." But it's really amazing the reach that commercial that I did for Carnivora had over the last several years. What year was it that you heard the commercial initially?
It was, well, you know, I was a person who couldn't sleep before, and so I was up all night.
Right.
And listening to Coast AM because, you know, it's very good.
Yeah.
And, basically, I heard about it or had been hearing about it probably for 2 years.
Okay.
But it was this past June 30th I started the program.
Okay. So what symptoms were you having that caused you to want to start the carnivore program?
Well, let's see. You name it, I probably had it, and half of the things I think I was probably born with. But growing up, I was sick all the time with allergies, and some of them quite severe, and a lot of allergies to medicinal prescriptions like penicillin and sulfa drugs, and so I was really a mess growing up, but then about 11 years ago, we had an incident with another car rear-ending us.
Okay.
And that caused in me a traumatic head injury, you know, severe concussion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, once doctors get a latch onto a person, you know, they're not interested in helping you get better.
Mm.
It doesn't seem. It doesn't feel. What they're interested in is, like, managing symptoms.
Right. So, well, you know, Martha, I'd have to agree with you. That what we have in the United States today is not really a healthcare system. It's a symptom management and even a symptom perpetuation system where one drug leads to more drugs to treat more symptoms that are created from the first drugs, and it's an endless cycle.
Right. And about a year ago, I had gotten to a point where I was on pain, you know, heavy-duty pain medications, anti-seizure medications, anti-headache medications, warding off headache prescriptions. And the whole thing made it to the point where I was just sitting around fixing to die.
Yeah.
And then being afraid I couldn't die, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I knew I had to do something because life was passing me by. I couldn't do anything I used to do. And anything I tried to do, I couldn't seem to do well. And I just, you guys spoke to me, you know, on the radio in the middle of the night. And I said, well, let's give them a shot. So,
I'm glad you did because you've had some really good results, haven't you?
I've had excellent results. I mean, I've had more results than I ever expected. By the time I started on this program, I had pretty much the doctors that didn't fire me in the meantime because they couldn't do anything for me, I had fired the rest of them. So I wasn't planning to indulge in any more you know, professional medicine.
Right. So you can actually do that? You can fire your doctor?
Oh, yeah. That's only if they don't fire you first. I mean, the last blow to me was about 2 years ago when my neurologist said, I'm so sorry, I think you have MS from the accident, and you're having an acute attack of MS, and I can't treat you, my dear.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, she basically said, go back to your PCP and tell the PCP you have to have an alternative treatment for MS.
Wow.
So I said, okay. I went back to my regular doctor, who immediately fired me.
Hmm.
So that was like the last thing, you know.
Yeah. Now, well, you know, the reason that I'm a little bit sarcastic about that is that a lot of people don't realize that we can actually fire our doctors, that they actually work for us. We don't work for them.
Right. And, that would be the theory. And that's what I always believed. I mean,
right.
You know, back when I was in my 30s, I won't tell you how long that was ago.
Probably no longer than 5-6 years ago, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit longer than that, yeah.
Okay.
I had one excellent doctor in my lifetime, and he was a holistic MD. And, you know, I could go see him once a year. He'd tell me supplements to take, and
right.
They would work, you know. They would work pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got the impression he cared about me. Let's see what's causing this. Okay, let's see how we can best make it go away.
Right.
Well, that doesn't happen. When these guys get a latch on you, I mean, it's amazing to me anybody's still walking around out there.
because of the toxicity of the treatments that they will typically prescribe.
Exactly, because,
yeah.
You know, when I was 6 months ago, I mean, I could almost burst into tears of joy right now, only because, really, 6-7 months ago, I thought about dying every single day.
Mm.
It wasn't a once-in-a-while thing. It was like, I think I'm going to die today. Well,
wow.
What if I don't die today? You know, it was like so bad. That's how bad it was. And I didn't want to do anything. I didn't do anything. And
very lethargic.
It was horrible. I mean, they had me so drugged up, I really couldn't see straight.
Mm. Well, so you're you know, several months down the road now, you're feeling better. What else? What kind of changes have you noticed? I see that you've had a lot of your sinus infections have gone. You've lost some weight.
Yeah,
what else has happened?
Virtually gone. I never get an ear infection anymore. I, you know, it would be the same thing every spring, every fall.
Mm-hmm.
When the pollens came out, I'd get the sinus infection. It would go to my ears. It would go from my ears to my throat. And then I'd end up with strep or an ear infection. I didn't even really worry about that this autumn. Didn't even have to worry about it.
Isn't that great when you don't have to worry about it?
Yeah. You know, it's like I don't feel... I just don't have this constant thought that I wish I could die, or maybe I am going to die.
Right.
And I can eat more. I can eat things I haven't been able to eat in years.
Mm.
Because I had food allergies.
Yeah.
Everything I ate would give me a rash on my hands. I don't have any rash.
This has really been almost a panacea for you.
It's been better than that. It's been
wow.
It's really close to a miracle.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And here's another interesting thing, Ty. I just want to get this in.
Yeah.
A friend of mine who sees me at least once a week went away on a brief vacation 4 days after I started the carnivora.
Okay.
She comes back like a week later, and she says, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
She said, what are you doing? So, you know, I told her, and she's like, well, I don't know. Maybe that'll work, whatever. But, you know, I know you don't sell it as a weight loss product, and you don't sell it as, you know, something that just makes you look generally better or gives you more energy.
Right.
But these are all results. These are all
right.
results. I could never lose weight ever in my life except if I went on a very strict low-carbohydrate, you know, almost a caveman diet.
Right, right. Well, you know, Martha, that's one of the things that carnivore does, because it is so effective at modulating the immune system, is that it causes the immune system to run at the right pace, the right, you know, revving it up, revving it down, whatever it needs. And when the immune system works that way, all these other things happen. You know, you do lose weight. It does take care of a lot of degenerative-type diseases. You do get the headaches to go away, the sinus infections go away, because your immune system is working properly. Your body is working the way that it was intended to work. And so, it seems like this is just too good to be true, but it really makes a lot of sense for those of us that understand the importance that the immune system plays. And that's why, you know, that's why supplements like carnivore are so important to stay healthy, because our immune systems are constantly under attack today.
Right, and I was always told when I was younger that your immune system really is built to ward off or correct anything, you know, maybe other than a broken wrist or something like that.
Yep.
You know, but your immune system, if it's working properly, should be able to basically cure just about anything. You know,
that's absolutely correct. If your immune system's functioning properly, you're not going to have issues with a lot of these diseases that are so pervasive today. And so that, you know, that's why it's very important. Carnivora does not cure anything. What it does is it makes your immune system work, and your body is the thing then that does the healing.
Right, and there's another subtle feeling that I have. It's almost like cells in my body have been replaced by healthy cells.
I think that's more than just a feeling. I think that's a fact. That's actually what happens when your immune system is working properly. Martha, we got to go. It's been the 12 minutes is over. You've been awesome. I'm so glad to hear your story.
And so glad to hear that you're doing so much better. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You have a great evening now.
Okay. Thank you, Ty.
Keep up that carnivore, and we'll talk to you again sometime.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
TMB, you got the technology to blast me through the universes so I can do the Jerry Doyle show while the RSB show is going on, too. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, no problem, buddy. Glad to do it for you. Was the interview with Jerry pretty good?
Yeah, he was just all over the vaccines, particularly the flu shot. About it's just a crapshoot. I mean, and he's in Vegas, so it was a perfect terminology. And I have to say, hats off to JD for allowing this level of adult discussion about the danger of vaccines. Guys,
absolutely.
Thanks. I appreciate them very much. So,
yeah
thank you. How did it go? I missed it. I'm going to have to re-listen to the interview. The woman, she's overcome a lot, it sounds like, this Martha.
Yeah, Martha was a really good interview. She actually heard me initially on Coast to Coast with George and the commercial that I did for Richard with Carnivora. And we talked about that for a little while. And you know, over the break, I made it clear. With her, at least, I don't think you were on the phone yet, but man, you know, people think that I'm a paid spokesman or something for Carnivora. No, I've never made a penny from Carnivora. I like the product, and so I did a commercial for Richard because I like the product. It's great.
See,
that's
people
why.
Don't understand that. They yell sometimes at us. We're like, what are you? You know, it's like, no.
We promote it, things that are good.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Hey, Super Don, what is this CES thing, Consumer Electronics Show?
Yeah, every year they have the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and it's basically where all these companies that have these brand new state-of-the-art items, these products and devices and stuff, they put them out there to show the public quite often before they've actually officially launched, just to give people kind of a preview of what's coming in the next year.
Okay, so I think a year ago we covered a story about, was it like a Happy Fork or something?
Yeah, we covered the Happy Fork, and you know, interesting item that kind of vibrates when you're eating too fast, and it also connects to an app on your iPhone.
It was weird, dude.
And I'll tell you what, it was a weird product. But what was even better was the guy that was explaining it. We do have the audio from that.
All right, let's see if we can hear him now.
We created Happy Labs to help people take control of their happiness, health, and fitness. You know, we believe that 50% of your health comes from what you eat, and that's where Happy Fork is going to help.
Happy what?
Happy Fork.
Happy Fork. Oh, thank you. I was very concerned about that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right.
They come out with this because they want people to be healthy and lose weight, and in the next clip, he kind of explains what it does.
Okay, let's give a listen.
It's connected to your mobile phone. It's tracking three important data. The time you start eating, the length of your meal. It's going to track as well the number of times I'm bringing the food to my mouth.
That's just...
The food.
The food to my mouth. Did that thing take off? Because I never saw it anywhere.
You know, I haven't heard about it ever again. So, you know, I mean, these things, they come out with these ideas. Some work, some don't. But, you know, let's fast forward to this year's Consumer Electronics Show. Guess what? There's a new state-of-the-art item. Yep. And believe it or not, I didn't know this until I heard the audio. Guess where these people are from?
Oh, not France again. France? Yes. What is it with the Frenchies? They're coming up with... And is this related to food as well?
Yes. In fact, it is related to food. This will help you out if you consume a little too much.
We are working on the smart belt, the first smart belt. The belt was unchanged for centuries, so we have decided to revisit the belt experience.
The what experience?
It's the belt experience. Now, listen, what it is, it's a smart belt. Now,
a smart belt. Is this the kind of belt that your dad would pull out when you were bad?
You know what? What happens is, and she'll explain this in one of the clips, but if you eat a little too much food, then it will kind of loosen up for you. You know, instead of popping that top button, you know, the belt will just kind of do it for you. It's, I mean, believe it or not, you got to love the accent. But in the next clip, she goes into more about what the benefits of this belt is.
If I sit down or if I eat a bit too much, it will loosen. If you get some abdominal fat, it will allow you to follow the trend of your waistline on the long term. It will also affect your activity, your inactivity. If you stay too long at your desk, it can tell you, okay, go for a walk.
Your belt's going to say, hey, buddy, get off your aspirin and go for a walk.
You need a belt to tell you to go for a walk, apparently.
Wow.
That's too much.
Yeah. That is funny. And the thing is, you can't imagine the American people, you know, wanting to actually unbuckle their own belt right now because they ate too much.
And
too much calories.
You want to know what the name of this high-tech device is?
No.
They spent weeks coming up with this name.
What is it called?
They call it Belty.
Belty. Oh, my gosh. All right, Belty. We're going to take a break here. Super Don, thanks for that Consumer Electronics Show update on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are officially going to begin to go outside the box because TMB is already here. But we officially begin next hour, and we have got some updates. You have got to stay with us. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Why, Ty? Why?
Because the power to heal is yours.
Of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The human body is extraordinary.
despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.